Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson from theschoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we go grab a random podcast, see how long we can hang on. Our website is Podcast Rodeo Show. And if you want to cut in line, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's just $5. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 15.
Your random number between 1 and 15 is 13.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 186.
And while I go dig out a podcast, why don't you take a second to listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And category 13 is society and culture. Show number 186 is Wooist, the super charmer, social confidence, dating, self-help by Patrick Wu. The show is intended to help men take their romantic life from a dream and into a reality by harnessing the true essence of who you truly are, which is infinite and amazing. You can email me at patrick@wooist.com if you have any questions, and I will answer them. And the website is Wooist, that's Woo, W-O-O-ist, I-S-T. And we're going to listen. These are all very quick shows, anywhere from 10 minutes up to maybe 40. He does, looks like three a week. And we're going to be listening to Crashing Parties and Rolling With It, courtesy of Jeremy Wu, who is not W-O-O. See, it's a play on words. His is W-U. And the host, of course, is Patrick, so we'll probably find that this is somebody's brother or sister. At any rate, it goes a little something like this. All right.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Who is he? Wait, is he coming over here?
And speaking about having fun, one of the things that I thought was really, really fun for me, I was like, okay, well, since Jeremy's going to be visiting me during Thanksgiving time, I'm going to have to go eat Thanksgiving dinner with my family at some point. And as part of the training, I guess Jeremy came to the Thanksgiving dinner with me. So one of the things that we did was like, okay, we're going to bring Jeremy to meet my entire family, my uncle, my aunts, my brother, my sister, my mom, my dad, my cousins, like pretty much everyone. Right? It was like a big party. Yeah. And you were just like going to be like coming as the guy that no one knows. And you're going to have to somehow handle yourself in a situation all by yourself, right?
Ever walk into a movie in the middle of it?
So what was kind of like your thinking behind that?
Well, before I was really nervous. No, not before coming to LA, I was really nervous about the Thanksgiving dinner because it's kind of weird, you know, some people don't like, I sometimes get insecure because I work on girls and I'm afraid people will know it because some people will be like, you know what I mean? And so I was really nervous at first, but when I go to the training with you, we did so many things that it just I feel numb during the whole trip. I don't think I ever get nervous during the trip at all. Like, at least I don't know. So when I go on to the Thanksgiving dinner, I just relax and talk to people like I usually do.
Yeah. Cause I could imagine like if I put someone else in that situation, they're like, wait, I have to.
All right, so let's go over what's going on that's good here. Audio quality isn't bad. The intro was interesting. Doesn't really tell me much about what the show is. You're assuming, again, the whole point of this is first impression. And so you've stuffed your title, you know, the super charmer, social confidence. Why isn't there something like that at the beginning of the show? You know, welcome to the Wooist podcast where we help you yada, yada, yada. And then have you come on and say, hey, today my brother was in town for Thanksgiving and I decided to interview him. In this today show, you're going to hear about yada, yada, blah, 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 and that, and maybe some of this. Here's the interview and go from there. You're kind of assuming here that I've been listening to your show. I know who you are. I know what this is about. And, you know, here's the thing. If I go to your website, you've got. Here's what you'll learn. Jeremy crashed Thanksgiving family gathering and charmed everyone. How not getting attached to the outcome helped Jeremy handle socially what is in front of him. How Jeremy learned that you do not need any techniques. How Jeremy learned to talk forever. Why isn't this in the beginning of the show? To let the listener know, you're letting the blog person know. You can take that information and put it at the beginning of your show so people know what to expect. And more importantly, they can then decide, do I want to listen to this or not? Other than that, you know, the audio was fine. The intro was fine. Let me know that you put a little more work into it than just throwing in a microphone. And I think especially having your brother introduce himself, because, and there's no way around this, you sound just like your brother. And so this is, normally I do not recommend you do this. I would have panned, if you're doing this in stereo, I would have panned your brother just ever so slightly right and you ever so slightly left so you can tell who's talking, although it is Q&A and, you know, your brother's doing most of the A in this point. But that might be a situation where I might pan so that your brother's a little more in the right headphone and you're a little more in the left. But this would have been a great intro if you let me know what the show's about. You know, welcome to the such and such show where we blah, 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 and then give me a table of contents. So other than that, if you want to check it out, if you want to, you know, there's a picture on the website where I'm assuming it's Jeremy or whatever his brother's name was. And he's surrounded by two hot girls who are kissing him on the cheek. It looks like this is more of a YouTube channel, maybe. At any rate, I'll have links out at podcastrodeoshow.com. While you're out there, click on the Fiverr button and cut in line, and you'll hear my first opinion about your show. I should say first impression, really, which is my opinion. You know what I mean by that. And don't forget, podcasting in 6 weeks starts in January. And if you go out to podcasting in 6 weeks, there's an interesting audio that I just put together. I've been asking my audience, you know, what has happened to you because of your podcast? And it's almost a 5-minute audio clip, but it's made up of like 13-second clips. Here's somebody saying, I did this. I got picked up in a Ferrari. I got thousands of dollars. I got to meet so-and-so. I got flown to here. It's an interesting thing. Check that out. Podcastinginsixweeks.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to enjoy your ride.